Funcaki Warrior Sparkling Mood and Kuda Fiti. So it looks like it's going to pick up a race that's had 14 starts and been placed on 4 occasions. In the second, I'm tipping 6 Golden Aces on top, 6 from 10, 9, and 2. Incidentally, those scratchings that we gave you are finalised now, so no alterations to the scratchings, just running through them once again. Races 1 and 2 clear, race 3, scratch 7 and 10. Go across to race 6, scratch 1, race 7, scratch 1, race 8, take out 1 and 10. So no alterations to the scratchings we gave you earlier. They are finalised as now. And there's no riding alterations on today's program. They are all there stated at this particular stage. So we go to race number 3, a maiden plate for the 2-year-olds. 7 and 10 coming out, 10 to run at 16 after 1.
Yes, another race where there appear to be a few winning chances. I'm going for number 11, Midnight Tears, another one of the Brunton team. There was a lot to like about this filly's only start. She ran second. She was only beaten half a length by Planetary, a former South Australian horse who was very well backed to win that race. He was just a little bit too strong at the finish for her. But as I said, there was merit in the performance. But it was 500 or 600 metres from home, I think it was. The winner got on the heels of Midnight Tears, and Midnight Tears finished the race with lacerations, and the fact that she fought on well under those circumstances was a very good effort. So she takes any benefit at all from that run. Again, she's got a wide barrier, so we'll be hoping the outside's the place to be in these early races. I think she'll be hard to beat today, number 11. The danger, I think, is number 3, Gigi's Bright Star. This was always on the speed when second to Golden Girl at its second run. It was a good Gigi's Golden Girl, which would probably win this race if it was in it, so that form line's strong enough. Number 2, E-Town, is one of several first starters in the race, and his trial form on paper certainly reads well because he was a long neck winner over Arachne in a Hobart trial on the 10th of June. Arachne came out and ran very well in Launceston last Sunday, so on face value that trial form looks good. And number 1, Cheers Chappie, showed a bit of promise earlier in the season, but I thought his first up run was very disappointing behind Planetary. Maybe there was an excuse for him and he might go better here, but he does need to lift on that performance. I think 11 is the one to beat from 3, 2 and 1.
Yeah, look, I've gone very similarly. Look, number 3, Gigi's Bright Star, is my on-top selection with that good second at Gigi's Golden Girl last time out. That followed up a fourth from 12 runners behind Mon Londo on the 21st of May. So, as you said, up on the speed. I think barrier 12 was probably the key with this rain falling and the track at slow 7, and perhaps it's going to deteriorate between now and race time. It is the on-top selection. As you mentioned, number 2, E-Town. I've seen both of these trials. The only problem they have with this horse is getting it into the gates. It can be a little hard to load, but boy, it's got some ability. There's no two ways about that. It's drawn barrier number 2, just probably not the right side of the track. As we know, we'll wait and see what happens, but it certainly does possess some ability. There's no doubt about that, by E-Consul from Sophia Town. It's trained by Gary White, and it's been super impressive in the 2 trial starts when it's beaten Lady Jane and the Rackby. Number 11, Midnight Tears, for all the reasons you pointed out. And 5, Just Run, is another who's been to the trials a few times and has been placed at each and every start. And last time at the trials on the 10th of June, ran second behind Midnight Tears with Gigi's Classic Boy in third spot. And it's got no real weight on its back, with Hayley McCarthy claiming 3 for its first start, number 5. So I've marked them as 3, 2, 11 and 5 in the third. Fourth event, a maiden plate, no scratchings, 1,100 metres.
I'm going for one here, Colin, which I hope will be a little bit of value, in number 3, Go Karma. Despite the fact that the barrier 2, as you have mentioned, might not be the place to be, but I think this horse is not far off winning a race for Graham McCulloch. I really liked his run last time out, went fourth to Planetary. He got beaten 3 lengths, but he had plenty of excuses. At the 700 metre mark, he was quite badly checked. The jockey that caused the interference got suspended. Mm. He lost a couple of lengths, and also obviously his momentum. He was doing his best work late. As I said, he was 3 lengths from the winner. It wasn't a bad effort, so I think he's a horse that's not far off winning a race. Whether it's today or not, I don't know, but because he'll be a bit of odds, I'll put him in each way, number 3. 11, Solandro, is obviously the query runner. This filly at the stables just had the one start. It was back early January. Went round at $1.30 on the strength of a trial win. It was just a fair run. It took a while to get going early. It was hard ridden from about the 600 or 700 metre mark, and it just kept battling away to be beaten 2 1/4 lengths behind downwind, and the winner did come from behind it. So it was a bit hard to know what to make of that run. Hasn't trialled, so you just have to watch the betting. But the fact that it started at $1.30 at its only start means you have to be very wary. Number 6, Rest Upon. This is a half brother to the good 2-year-old of a few seasons ago, Western Hero. I thought his debut run was nice. He was in that same Planetary race, basically finished alongside Go Karma. They both got to the line well. And number 1, Cram Basild, resuming here. Scratched at Devonport a couple of weeks ago when the jockey couldn't make the weight. Had trialled well previous to that. You'd expect him to go pretty well first up with B. McCool on board. But I like 3 here each way from 11, 6 and 1.
I've got the same 4, just in a slightly different order. I've put 11 on top here, Salandro. Interesting that after that run, when it was sent out the $1.30 favourite and ran 4th of 10, that it hasn't been sighted since. So obviously there was a problem. We just needed a little bit of a spell and perhaps to grow a little bit. 3-year-old by Ian Coney from Bianchi. So really nicely bred. Bianchi's been a very handy a racing mare, and now is a brood mare. She's doing a nice job. So nicely bred, Salandro, and I think we've got to give her one more chance, because just the old adage, where there's smoke, there's fire. 3 Go Karma. I agree that was a very good run. Second up from a spell. It's got to be thrown in for the multiples. 1 Cram Basild and 6 Rest Upon. I've gone 11-3, 1-6 in the 4th. The 5th is the Open Handicap over the 1,200 metres, and we can just about tip any one of the 7 here, Greg.
We could, and as reluctant as I am to tip a horse with 59 kilos on a heavy track, I'm going for number 1, Spyware's Prado, because I think I could make a case that he is the best wet tracker running at this meeting. He's just an absolute knob. He's had 8 wins in his life, 4 of them have been on slow tracks, 4 of them have been on heavy. He goes okay first up. He hasn't won, but he has been placed several times, and I like the fact that he's coming off a trial win at Devonport when he beat a horse called Our Casanova, who's racing pretty well. So he's obviously primed by Diane Ray Luttrell to run well fresh, and I think he will, but as I said, the weight is just the one worry. The danger, I think, is number 6, Hold On To Your Hat. She fits into the category also of being a good wet tracker. Hasn't won on heavy ground, but she's been placed both times, and she's got a very good record on slow tracks. Chased home Aaron Zano last time out. Needless to say, Aaron Zano would win this. Number 3, Got A Dream, is an interesting runner in the Adam Trinder stable. He was brought to Tasmania for just the one start in January, and he ran second in the Devonport Cup, obviously over 1880. He's resuming here over 1200. He's won on slow ground. He hasn't got much of a first up record, and on his Victorian form, you'd think the distance might be a bit too short, but you've just got to respect anything coming out of the Trinder stable at the moment. And number 2, Mr. Fashion, well, he's probably the class runner of the field if he's right, but he hasn't had a run since the Newmarket Handicap of 2012, so he's obviously had problems. He's won 3 of 8 first up. He's good in the wet. And if Leon Lasky's got him anywhere near right, he'll be hard to beat. You just have to be put an eye on the betting for number 2. But I think the good wet tracker 1 is my top tip here from 6, 3 and 2.
Yeah, I tend to agree with Spyware's Prado. That wet track form that you mentioned is impossible to go past. Brenda McCool has the ride, so he should give it a nice sit somewhere. And the smallish field will certainly help with Spyware's Prado as well. So I think it can be winning to beat 6, Hold On To Your Hat. It's got barrier 1, but it's only a small field. 7 Tuesday Night Delight. Must admit, one of the old favourites gets up for us at nice odds every now and then, as it did last time out at $16. It's won on slow 3 times and placed twice on heavy track, so I think it's got to be included. 5 Clan McLeod is also another one with really good wet track form. Bit disappointing last time out. There's no two ways about that behind Pangala's GG, when it looked to have every chance starting the $2.60 favourite. But it's had 2 starts on heavy tracks for 2 wins and 10 starts on slow tracks for 2 wins and 6 minor placings. So it will certainly love the conditions today. And as you mentioned, number 3, Got A Dream, one I haven't included in the top 4, but one that I would be including if I was taking a quadrilla, this being the first lead. 1-6-7-5. Race 6, the class 1, we scratch number 1, Ineptocracy.
As is often the case in Hobart, the Brunton stable probably hold the key to many of these races, and they certainly do here with number 6, Isn't Life Strange. This is a pretty smart filly. Had only the 6 starts for 1 win and 2 seconds. One, her only start on a slow track, so I don't think the ground's too much of a query. She's had a trial. She ran second at Bideford in that trial on the 10th of June. Going back 2 or 3 starts ago, This filly ran second to the Star Grand Tycoon in Launceston in a race over 1,100 and was only beaten a short half head. Now, if she's anywhere near that form, you'd think she'd just about be able to handle these. But she is resuming, so you do have to just be a little bit wary. And if the track deteriorates from slow to heavy, again, you have to be just a little bit cautious. So I've got her on top. Number three, Artie Loves to Party. Now, this bloke just loves to tease the punters. He's won only one of 19 with 7 placings. But every now and again, he just pulls out one of those big runs that makes you want to be on him next time, and I thought his last start was one of those. He ran second to Speedy Sort, got into a bit of bother at the start, had to come from last, so it was an eye-catching run. Whether he puts two together is the query. Number 8, GG's Joker, he's won only one of 14, and that was on the synthetic at Devonport, but two starts ago here in Hobart on a heavy track was a very good third behind Van Diemen's Fire and Grey Gown, and again, that form is good enough for a race like this. He was 66-1 that day and stayed on the inside where the two first two place getters came wide, so there's a lot of merit in that run. He's had another run since and only finished midfield, so he's a bit hard to follow. Number 5, Holy Cat, resumes. I think this gelding from the Angela Brakey stable's got ability and has trialled okay at Devonport, finishing second to Silver Bernardini, but unknown in the wet, so just have to be a bit wary there. I've got 6 on top on class ahead of 3, 8, and 5.
I'm going with number 4 here, All Cheer. It's second up from a spell. I thought its first up run was quite good in that race that Artie Loves the Party ran in, run by a Speedy Sword. It ran sixth. It was back last coming around the home turn and made up some good ground. It has 1 second up. It's only had 2 campaigns and second up has been successful. That's its only win to date. It's a 3-year-old by incumbent from Some Cheer. It's trained by Graham McCulloch and the informed Bullet Muku has arrived and claims 1.5 kilos. It is my on top tip. 4 to win from 6 years in Life Strain. 3 Artie Loves to Party and number 7 Beck and Cool 4637. Race 7, a benchmark 78 over the 2100. We scratched number 1.
Number 1 makes sense, comes out, and if he's running at Devonport next week, be on him because he's got his foot on the tool, but he's not really a heavy tracker, so perhaps that's the reason. I hope there's nothing wrong with him. I've gone for number 6, Vela. Can't see any reason why she can't win again. It was a nice ride last time out, wasn't it, when it won, beating like Stacey Ann. He was angling for runs at the top of the straight, went inside, and it was the right option. Goes up a little bit in class here, but that's really mainly on paper only. It's not any harder race, actually, even though it's up in class, and it does drop 2 kilos. So I think all the factors are in favour of number 6, Vela, winning again. 4, Spot Luck, has got a little bit of ground to make up to turn the tables on Vela, but she always runs well, and she does handle the wet tracks quite well. She drops 3 kilograms on her last start, and she's won 6 times over the 2100, so she's got to go in somewhere. The stablemate, number 2, Music Player, is racing well, but I have read several times where Charlie Goggin believes this horse is not at his best on wet track, so I don't think he could win on what I've seen of him on wet ground, but he's got to go in somewhere. And number 5, Zara of Russia, he's proving a little bit hard to follow, was certainly well beaten behind Vela last start, but its previous outing, which was on a heavy track, it beat Vela and Spot Luck, so how do you work out that? But the prospect of a heavy track puts it in the mix somewhere again today. And so it also suits number 7, Stacey Ann, a bit, but she just never wins. I've got 6 on top from 4, 2, and 5.
Yeah, I'll go with number 4, Spot Luck. It just seems to come into this race quite nicely out of the weight terms and with the claim for Chantel Willis, 53.5 on its back. It's won a couple on a heavy track. It's won a couple on the slow track. It goes nicely at the distance. It's won 6 and been placed 9 times from 20. 6 runs over this trip, so it'll be thereabouts, you would think. Number 4, Spot Luck, to meet 6, Vela, is certainly the danger. 7, Stacey Ann, as you say, thereabouts, it runs on, but it just keeps on running on into placings. And 2, Music Player, 4672, race 7. We rounded out today, race 8, over the 1400 metres, is a benchmark 62, and we scratched 1 and 10.
I'm a bit disappointed with the scratchings here, Colin, because I thought I had one at a bit of odds that would run a race here in Song of Joy, but we might have to wait for Devonport for her as well. Number 5, Ski Dubai, I think is very well placed here. He's won more races than those that will be shorter than him in the odds. That's the ones up near the top. He was in a C4 race last time. He drops back to a benchmark 62. That's a drop in grade. He wasn't that far behind Tuesday Night Delight, and that was 1,200. This is 1,400, and he is a very good horse on wet tracks. So if we can get each way odds, I think he's the way to go on the last, number 5. 2 left ear can't be folded. This one's last 2 in good style. The last one was on heavy track, so the conditions don't hold any fears for him. He's got the claim here for Melissa Nichols. He comes in reasonably well with a 56. 3 GG Black Fury is another good wet tracker. He's won only 2 of 17, but both of them have been on heavy ground, including a pretty good first up win, and the runner-up from that race has won since. And number 4, Ladra. This one's only had one run back from a spell also. It was in a Class 2 race at Devonport behind Super Broadband and Savoir Step. Beaten 4 lengths, but not a bad effort, and you'd think it would be a bit fitter, but she has no wet track form. I think each way in the last number 5, ahead of 2, 3 and 4.
Yes, Snaddle, my each way special, number 5, Ski Dubai. I thought it was a really nice run. And Tuesday night, the light went through the field, and the Ski Dubai came around the outside and came from back toward the tail as they ran up toward the home turn, came wide and ran home stoutly behind Tuesday Night Delight, beaten 3 lengths. Pink's a Legend was placed second. Yeah, look, it's won twice on the heavy, it's won on the slow track, it's won at the distance, it's won 3 times. All its 3 wins have been here in Hobart. It's been placed on 8 occasions at the track. I just think, gee, if we can get each way odds, it ticks a lot of the boxes. I know we have to wait till the last, but I think it's the each way bet of the day. Number 5, Ski Dubai. The big 2 left here, who's resumed after a long, long spell, as we've spoken about. It's had the 4 runs in for a third, a second, and 1 has passed 2, so it's right there again. 3, GG Black Fury, and 4, Ladra, but 5 at each way special to be 2, 3, and 4. That is my best. Gregory, what about you?
Well, I'm like you. I'll try and go for a bit of value on a day like this. I'll go for race 4, number 3, Go Karma, each way.
Race 4, number 3, and I'll also give you a special in the football today. And this is in the TSL. We've got Lauderdale playing the Tigers. And just on the heavy track, the margin of 118.5, I think, is quite backable. So the Tigers haven't won a game this year, but I'd be keen to back them at the margin this time today with the wet track, 118.5 points start. I think that's worth looking at. Those odds available, of course, on Tad's Bet. Coming up next, we'll talk harness racing.
This is Harness Edge, giving you the edge on harness racing this week in Tasmania.
Harness Edge time, and we've got 2 meetings coming up this weekend, Greg. We've got Launceston Harness Racing tonight, and we've got Hobart Harness Racing tomorrow night. But there's been plenty happening, as we know, and in the harness world, and the weekly wrap that we see each and every week on the Harness Racing website, on the Tas Racing website, should I say, in their Harness Weekly Racing Wrap. Delightful Christian came back and was successful at Benangle through the week.
Very good mare, owned by the Rattray family. Yes, won at Benangle on the Tuesday night, went 153.5, which was her best time, because it's a pretty quick track, isn't it, Benangle? She's been a great buy for the Rattray. She's won $356,000, and that's not to be sneezed at.
No, she's a good type, and back with a nice win there through the week. Josh Chuggan, he continues on his winning way across in Victoria.
Josh is doing well, and if he couldn't drive, there'd be something wrong, wouldn't there? As his father, Ricky's one of the best Tasmanians ever produced.
Absolutely. Alex Ashwood is another who's making a bit of a name for himself in Victoria.
He's a really good driver, isn't he? He comes from another famous Tasmanian harness racing family, and he's doing very, very well. He's been over in Tassie a couple of times in recent months. He won the Junior Driver Series. He's enjoying plenty of success, and I think he will get a lot.
Now, we had a couple of horses going around at Melton on Friday night. Nola Mayhem, Art Rama, and Birinya. Birinya was successful.
Led all the way. He was never going to get beaten, I don't think. It was just a nice race for it. Look, she'll be hard to beat in the final, you'd think. Hopefully she can draw a good barrier again.
She just steps up to the plate every time, doesn't she? Birinya, she's a really nice type. I know we've had some really good horses from Tassie in recent times, and probably got the best horse in Australia at the moment with the Rat Race in Bow Tie, but she's stepping up to be one of Australia's best, I think, Birinya.
She has. Her time was slower than the other semi-final of that race, but that was irrelevant because Rowan Hillier gave her as easy a time as possible in front. As I said, I think she could win the final no matter where she draws, but if she draws a nice barrier on the front line, she'll be even harder to beat. And I have heard during the week that this may be her swan song. Dick Eves, the trainer, may not be pressing onto the Breeders' Crown, so we'll just have to wait and see.
Okay, that's interesting. A couple of horses went around at Albion Park. I don't think we had any success there last night, though.
No, we didn't. I checked the results. They didn't do any good.
And nor at Cranbourne.
No, not at Cranbourne. We had another Jasper and Arts Bliss both running for Dick Eves at Cranbourne. They both ran unplaced. Another Jasper drew poorly. Arts Bliss wasn't far away.
I said we've got a new sire coming down to Tasmania too. Did you catch up with that?
No, I didn't. I did glance at it very briefly on the website, but They don't bring many stallions to Tasmania anymore, do they?
No.
Of artificial breeding, of harness racing, so you can basically go to a good stallion without leaving the state. But, yeah, it's, at least someone's showing a bit of faith.
Yeah, it's all so easy now, isn't it, in the standard bred world with the artificial breeding. So, as you say, we don't see many come down, but, yeah, good to see people putting some money into the sport down here. We've got Launceston Harness Racing tonight, a 10-event program, the first getting underway at 4:58, the last at 9:15. And as mentioned, we also get a harness racing in Hobart tomorrow night. Quaddie races, Greg, let's get your thoughts on the meeting in Launceston. The quaddie kicks off with race number 5. We've only got 8 to go around here, and we might have a shorty from gate number 1.
Yes. In this race 5.
Race 5, is that the first? Yes, that's the quaddie.
I was looking actually at race 4, of course, which is the Bandbox Stakes, a $30,000 race, which is not a leg of the quaddie, and I think Faithful Gabby will win. In race 5, I've gone for one here in number 6 by Marjack, which is racing extremely well, and I think it's going to win a race very shortly. It's drawn a fraction wide, but did lead from a wide gate in Hobart last time, and only just got run down. I think it's just going well enough to win, and it's probably my best for the night by Marjack. 7 Party Boy Glenwood is well graded. I think he could be a danger again despite a poor draw. 5 Mac My Day is not racing at his best, but he can be competitive in this field. And number 1 Olivia Degerolstein has got to go in as well because of the draw, although she was just a fraction disappointing at Devonport on Monday night. I made it 6, 7, 5, and 1.
Okay, race number 6 on the card. The bigger field here to go around. Looks like we've got 11 starters in race number 6.
This is another $30,000 race, of course, the Globe Derby final. Many, many chances. I'm going for 3 Estevao, who was the fastest of the heat winners. I think he might be able to score again. Gareth Rattray will be driving him for the first time. His brother Todd is out injured. He's got a pretty good record. He's won 5 of 13. I just think the barrier draw favours him here. Number 5, Rusty Red Comet, will go forward. If it happened to find the front, it would be very hard to catch. The good horse, Resurgent Spirit, will be fitter for his first up run when he got a little bit tired. That was his first start after a bit of an injury setback, but he's got a horrid draw here in barrier 6. So he's going to need to be close to his peak. And number 10, Vanderbilt, if it gets any luck from the second row, can be in the finish. I made it 3, 5, 7, and 10.
Yeah, that's a ripping race. Race 6 on the card, the Globe Derby final at 7:39. Race 8, and this is race 7, should I say, is the third leg of the quaddie.
It's a stand, and for that reason I'm going for number 3, Broadband, who just flies out from standing starts. He is up in class on what he's been contesting, but he's had 8 runs in standing starts and won 4 of them. He looks a certain leader here, I think, from 3, and will be hard to catch. Number 5, Our Merle's Dream, was good at his first start in Tasmania for Ben Yole. He chased home Patrick Curdy. You can't get much better form than that. He hasn't won a standing start race, that's the only query. 6, Bigger and Better Max, is good from the stand, but his form of late has been below what he was showing last year, but this is a little drop in class. And 7 Spot 9 is also a good standing start horse when right. I made it 3, 5, 6 and 7.
And we go to race 8, the final leg of the quaddie tonight in Launceston.
Got a few chances. This is a diverse race, bringing together horses C2 all the way up to C5, so just be conscious of that when you're making selections. I've gone for number 3, LJ's Magic, tough mare from the Hodges stable, good winner last time out, beating by Marjack. I think from barrier 3 should be hard to beat again. 7 Eliza with a Z is the one that's the class runner, the only C5 horse in the field, and has been a good winner of the past 2 starts. Should be hard to hold out again. 5 Now She's a Terror is always thereabouts, but doesn't win. And 1 Precious Dragon went out at $1.50 first up from a spill. It's a stablemate of LJ's Magic. It weakened on that occasion, but it will be fitter and should improve. 3 from 7, 5 and 1.
So Greg's quaddie for tonight in Launceston Harness, 6-7-5-1 into 3-5-7-10, 3-5-6-7, and the last leg 3-7-5-1. And you can get all the form line from Jamie Cockshutt on the Taz Racing website. Go to Harness, click on Harness, and then find your way through the Putter's Corner. It's very easy to navigate. There's no doubt about that, the Taz Racing website. So Jamie will have his thoughts on all the races for not only tonight's meeting in Launceston, but also tomorrow night's Harness meeting in Hobart. Greg, thanks for your time. You're taking a little bit of a break.
Having a couple of weeks off, Colin, which is all the more reason to try and back a winner today.
All right, let's hope you have, let's hope you do. And we'll catch you in a couple of weeks after you're freshened up. And Simon Stout will be joining us for the next couple of weeks to give us his thoughts on the galloping action around Tasmania. First event comes up from Hobart today at 12:04. Look forward to your company. Hey, we've tipped you on to a winner here this morning. Look forward to your company again next Sunday.